Rodin Babakame, Kavim Halamad Arif, but in order for us to go proceed any further, that Kavim Halamad Arif, the critical need for us to learn the Suvya and test Ahmed based. So now we're going to move, jump back to your test Ahmed based. Machlik is Rashi and Tosis there that we need to speak out. So the Mishnah on that Yudzayin Ahmed Arif told us a story at the end of the Mishnah. There was a Dilil called Shabir Aglal. There was a Dilil. Dilil, whatever Dilil means, something tied to his, the chicken's leg. Or jumping and brocading due to stones. Stone was being kicked up. So the Mishnah tells us if the let's call it a bit of a bucket, although it's not necessarily that's a shot. If this bucket was tied to the chicken and the chicken through the bucket broke something, you pay chatzinet. If shutoi, why do you pay chatzinet in the Mishnah? Not be done and that it. So that's a possible shot. The reason why you pay chatzinet is it's serious that I will see. So now back to your test. Machine could also be Shiloh, right? So let's see the Gemara, your test on the base. Omar of Hunan. Omar of Hunan. Loi Shomu. So how do you translate the word Loi Shomu? Too literal. Yeah, but what's Loi Shomu mean generally? It was the only one that which we learned previously. I know the Mishnah, Lo Yishon, that which we learned previously is only referring to Elo Shenik Shemeilo. That's referring to a case where the bucket got tied on its own. Avo Koshe Odom, if a person tied it, then the person will have to pay full damage. So the Mishnah says you only pay, then they're going to get paid half damages. That's only talking about a case where it got tied on its own. But if a person tied it, then they get paid full damages. Rashi says that, as I just said, Rashi led Shono. The Shono, the Chatzin Ezek Vesuloi. Rashi's like 10 lines down. No Shono, Chatzin Ezek Vesuloi. No Shono, we're doing your test on this, yeah? No Shono. The Chatzin Ezek Vesuloi, that one's in between the Chatzin Ezek, that's talking about El Shalik Shema'ilo. Adlil got tied on its own, Birega Tanagri, on the leg of the Tanagri, Aval Koshe Odom, if a person would tie it, Chayim HaKoshe, the one who ties it, is Chayim Nezek Sholim. It's Chayim Nezek Sholim. Why? They have a boy. It's boy. Person tied it, makes it into a body. If a person trips up and you have to pay for his debt. Okay, so here's Ravuna. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it got tied on its own.
Why now?
Yeah, that's only death.
That's only death.
That is too big. Right. Okay. Great, the Gemara man wants to work out what does Niksha Me'ilov mean. So Ravuna told us two points, Niksha Me'ilov and Koshe Odom. And they're both going to work with each other, but he said two points, Niksha Me'ilov, Katsu Nezek, Koshe Odom, Nezek Shalom. Right? Niksha Me'ilov, it says in the Mishnah, you pay Katsu Nezek, Koshe Odom, he's Machadosh, if Koshe Odom, you pay Nezek Shalom. Full
damage.
Huh? You're asking
if a person time the assumption that it's staying put, it stays put.
At the moment, we think it's staying put, but later on, we're going to say it. Even if it's
still, the location is still have to be staying put,
right?
In order for it to be important.
It's not hitting into something,
right?
Okay, that's the Gemara. Niksha Me'ilov. Now let's try and work out the words of the first part of the point. Niksha Me'ilov. Man chay, who has to pay? In the Mishnah, Mishnah says you pay. Who has to pay for it? Inim baladil, the owner of the delil. He has to pay. We don't understand that. If we don't, ida atnei, if he hid it, he hid it away. He wants to be shared at all. Then honestly, he's an owner. Why should he have to pay even half? We lo yatnei, and if he didn't, then pre-share, then he's a pre-share.
Is that even if he left with the deal open on his
chickens? Yeah, if he left it open and chickens can come in and take it out, then he should be a chayev because he's a pre-share. The shal is, what are you chayev for? You should be a chayev because you're a pre-share.
Pretty much, so if he lives a bucket in this one unit, doesn't mean that. Can't he safely assume that the owner of the target role is looking after something?
Right, that was what we saw on Sunday. That if he guarded it, yes. That's what we came out with. If you put a fence around and not just the dogs can crawl underneath, then as much as you guarded it, you can say, okay, I can expect it's too much of a very low level of chance that a dog will just come to my rishos or just channel under my. So if you left it open, the Gemara already said, if
you share it,
you share. Yeah.
But it's interesting, though, is that before we learn the possibility that just the argument is about protecting your property from the offense. And if you're trying to protect your property from damaging, but you still have an obligation to protect other people's animals from causing damage on your property because you've got like a border there?
Not in your property. If you leave a bucket lying around and a chicken will come and take it out from your property and then make your head to someone else, then you would be a chayiv because you left that bucket lying around.
So,
yeah, and something which is not obvious. Yeah? So we can be share. So the moment, let's go with the hello. Chayev must be Chayev Bal Tanurim. The Mishnah, when it says Chayev, it must be referring to the Tanagor. The owner of the Tanagor. The owner of the Bakir, without any Chayev, Nezik Shalim, or the Hukum Lili, or Tzhansinet. So it must be the owner of the Tanagor. The Tanagor really got room to say because it's got Sreya, or Shinui. There's room to play with. But still, we don't understand. Because why should he pay anything? Why should he not have to pay kulei nezek? His chicken made the boy. Why shouldn't he have to pay nezek shalim for the boy that your chicken made? The maishnah kulei nezek deloi. Dirsim ki yiftach ish boy v'leshoi boy. The pasuk says yiftach ish boy. And we learned from that, we went to the fifth page, we've learned a number of times now. Eloi Shoibot. You're only chayv if you make the boy. If your animal makes the boy, you're not chayv. But you understand why you don't pay Nezek Shalim for what your animal did, because you're not chayv for what your animal makes the boy. But if so, he shouldn't even have to pay so why do you have to pay? We're not assuming at the moment that he threw it. The moment you think just throw the wrong, place it down somewhere, and then somebody tripped up. So you don't be Nezek Shalim, you should pay Chatzin Nezek either, because the boy that was generated by my animal. The owner of the drill, he obviously hid it. And the man went and took out his bucket from the owner's house and made it into a boy. So I don't need to pay anything. Not Nezek Shalim, not even Chatzin Nezek.
There's no basis.
Right? Very good. Elo we have to say the Mishnah of the Chatzin Nezek must be talking about Adye, Aduye, Enyan, and Tsoyos. Rav Huna wasn't speaking about that. Rav Huna wasn't speaking about the mission. Why? Because Rav Huna says kosher adam chayim sounds like you pay nezek shalom. So it sounds like we're talking about the honor of nezek shalom. No shalom, Niksha Me'edok. Avikosha Adol. So we'll see soon in a minute why you're going to be going on the Mishnah as well. Lechitme, the Ravuna, Baal Me'itme. Ravuna is referring on something else. He wasn't talking about this. That was. The little Efka. The little Efka. Omer Ravuna. The little Efka, over half the one. Omer Ravuna. Niksha Me'edok, Plot. If it got tied on its own, everyone's potter. The owner of the delil, is he going to be potter? I'm just doing this to see if you're holding it. There is an okay, excellent. You're on the ball. Excellent. So the owner of the delil is potter because there isn't that. Very good. What about the owner of the chicken? And now made it into a boy. Would he be chayv anything?
Yeah, because
a chicken
can't make a boy.
Chicken can't make a boy. Well, he can, but you wouldn't be chayv, would you? Right? Yeah. So, Nishma Elov is Potu. Gosh, Odom Chaya.
I can clear up to share.
Yeah, I'm on the answer, but she gets color periods. It's scared her. Right, okay. And they'll have to, I'm going to Nishma Elov Potu. Gosh, Odom Chaya. So, I have to buy it. If we got tied up, everyone's Potu. Gosh, Odom, but it's a personal tie. Then Chaye. One Chaye is Chaye. Why is he Chaye? Because he made a boy. Mishum Maya Chaye. Oh my God, about Menayat, Mishum Boyan is God. What's the question? He made the entire over here. Well, the energy damage over there. Why is he Chaye here? Boyan is God. Boyan is God. We also made the boy one. But you set it in a place where it will roll down somewhere else. And then it stopped there. So you chipped onto there. You're Chaye for. But
it's not. Why can't someone be? There's no kasher by just tying it to the tarnal ball, knowing that the tarnal ball is going to jump into the ground and break things with it. And that's not kasher.
It's kasher.
But we learned though that the owner of the owner of the bucket and not I'm doing the tire is not tied with that.
Since you're tied, kosher.
No, that's what you're for.
Yeah. So it's a wall.
I'm talking about it's a Swaro's case where he just pushed the damage that the tunnel will cause vis-a-vis the bucket by breaking the
thing. More kind of telling the exile. Doctor, so exciting
the case is important. Of course, I know the shad is the one who holds the
bucket. Yeah, that's sort of the tunnel. Here's the family of the exile, if you want.
I understand that's a more of a stationary, right? But what I'm saying is changing the case a little bit and having it break things, the tunnel breaking things. But the tire is not liable.
It might be liable. So can I believe it breaks things as it goes as well? Could be fine for that.
Oh, really? So while the board is in motion,
it's not going to break things at all. The thing that evolved is called boy, it's called age, but it's really that evolved.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, the
option.
Okay. Yeah, the option.
There was a bucket left on the field. One more of the bucket was then left. It is going to be for share entirely.
Right, sure.
And it is going to be also fired. It certainly did something wrong.
Says Kashan Machai, what's your question?
Oh, it says, but again, it says, Adam was there, actually, the guy who should be hired, the guy who left the bucket around, then we have to make up a case with me, one Hefker, who was picked or acquired for himself.
My question is Nixon Elo. Says it, Nixon Elo. On that, Ravuna said, Nixon Elo, you pay Chatzinezek. Kashi Adam, you pay Nezek Shot. The Gemara by Nixon Me'ilov, we must Nixon Me'ilov. Who's Chayy Hatzinezer? If it's the one that left the bucket lying around, he should very well pay Ezek Shalino. He left it lying around, he left the boy lying around. What the Gemara's question was not Nixon Me'ilov. See that? Nixon Me'ilov, man, I don't know why. I want to just figure out Kosher.
So the
Shoah
does,
even
the bucket was on the field. The case where, for whatever reason, or why, falling into the shell. So he left the bucket on his field, and comes a third party.
Interesting, John, I don't know for the mindfulness.
and he ties it now to the Chapman public board.
Yeah. So we have
like in this case.
Yeah. So we have to work out. Kosher Adam, we'll see Rashi said it because you came with a boy. So it could very well be that the original guy is now off the book. And the new guy that type is going to be tied. Yes. Very good. Okay. Nixon Aino was a child of the Gemara. Who's guy that Nixon Aino? It's a Zuri Chatzinezik. If it's going on Nisha, Nixon Aino, the only guy that's in Ezek, who's it going on? If it's going on about Adil, I need to be chai the whole thing because of Bori. Or should be bought completely because of he was poly, or he guarded it well. Or maybe should just. Very good, very, very good. You hear the president?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Do you want me to pull out a bit more from you, or should I? Yeah. No, but what's your question? Why should we shoot? Why not? He left it over there, and a chicken came and moved over here. So why do you want? Who would you want to be machayev for the new place?
The chicken didn't come short to it, may on.
Yeah, next
so, so, right, so that combination.
What combination?
Chicken attached to the.
And then where had the damage happened? Let's speak out the case. The argument is over that place. The chicken had moved it to over here, and somebody tripped up over here. So who do you want to be machayev for the tripping up over here?
Okay,
since Moshe leaving. Yeah, he was leaving. What's the chicken did wrong?
Well, the chicken did wrong. It wasn't being watched by
his. So what did he do wrong? He made the boy.
Yeah. But he can't he did. Work.
He
did work in the place.
He made the boy.
But the chicken can't make, but chicken owners aren't liable.
Chicken owners aren't liable for making bar.
Right. Chicken are not watching the chicken. It's not a bird.
It's
story, but it's showing it's a pasta.
It wasn't for original food.
Right, okay. He left it's a fish, he left his thing which could become a bird. That's also called making a bird.
Yes,
ish boy and sorry boy.
What is
ish?
Yeah.
Which ish?
Ish.
Ish. Ish. Ish. Ish. Very good. That is the machlokes rashi. This is here, which we have to work at. Why are we focusing so much on Bori? What happened to Ish? Ish and who?
Chicken. He loves his chicken on its island, all around his own. That's a shooting arrow, shooting everywhere. So it's now
getting
budget.
What broke? What broke? My chicken broke something or the bucket broke something?
The bucket because of the chicken.
So where's his Ish? What? And Ish, Mahab, the wind. The chicken fly like the wind.
Chicken, the arrow.
Chicken on that.
The arrow is fucking.
It's the arrow. It's the arrow. The arrow is the great.
This is poor sleep. The bug, I love my bug.
When we have the bug. Yeah, I'll see. But when you have
such a thing. I'm surprised the thing that transported this time.
I don't know that. Told you to stop the property. So don't step there. Don't look at my property. Take my chance. Take my
chance.
Therefore, it's your responsibility. You took this dangerous item from my property and you caused somebody damage by letting your chicken go and grab my dangerous item over there.
So, what damaged?
The chicken took.
It didn't damage. You're wrong.
It did.
What damaged? What caused the injury?
The bucket.
It's attached to the chicken. But the bucket caused the injury. So who made the ish?
No,
the chicken. The chicken made the ish. Now they're not hiding. We only hiding. We're not ready. Just like we have ish for the show, we also have ish for the ish. Ish for the ish. No, I have it.
He's ace for no chicken.
Right. So here, the thing that's the ace is the bucket. Father Tanner is off the hook for that. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we have to be
positive. Tanner did something.
You must say that there's no Pshia in giving it under World Walking Around. I would say that. Because if there is a Pshia, but you can't go walking around, in a little Pshia, this is all the ish.
Listen,
why? It's true.
It's complete and utter not true. It's not true. You can't make up a new mazik.
It's been from Shias for the honest time. Or she can be ish.
Okay.
Why? Are we going to start?
When I'm offline. Yes, let's go. I want to focus too much on this. Yeah, there's a point which I want to give over to the shit, and that's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and any other things after Havos Ken. Right. Okay, so there's a point here in Rashi and Tosfos that we need for our sugya that we're keen on. That's why we're not in the sugya. Now look at Rashi, Ela Masnisin. You see Rashi Ela Masnisin?
Yeah.
Further, keep going. Elo Masnisin. In mind, the last word of the line is Elo Masnisin. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah took him at Adi Aduye. Loimi took my Elo by Adi Aduye. Shizorik at Tarnagur Adlil. Vishibel Bizri Kosoi Kane. David said. Says that's right, Mishnah Mad Adia Duye. That's what they're trying to say. Says Rashi, the most profound chiddush. Vafilu koshoy odom nami. Even if the person himself tied his back into the chickens. Loy mishale melo chatzi nezek. Bal atam adoy. The earl of the chicken base was nezek. Vakoyshe potu. And the one that tied it is bottle. The one that tied it is bottle. Yes, I know. We have to read this one again because this is the most amazing Kiddush. Oh, I'm yanking out. But Peter says, Rashi, in Rashi, the Master Ella Masnisin. On that new test on the base, halfway down the page. But Peter says, Rashi, but Peter Kosher Yodom, this chicken went. And was standing in the street. A guy came up, tied the bucket to the chicken. The chicken then went and flung that bucket and hit someone. The only the Baal Tanugah beats Chatzinezek, the one that tied it off the hook. So in Niskal, Odom, the Boyeroy. The president trip on his boy. Hurtin and trip on his boy, somebody else tied it. His bucket was belonged to Mr. Ploini. Somebody else came and tied it to the Targoy. And the Targoy then went in. And then he walked along and it damaged someone. The person that tied it is bottle, Shaloy Niskal, Odom Bebayo. Nobody tripped up on his boy. It wasn't his boy. So this is Yossi Shaila. Yossi asked him beforehand, what's it if you have a third party who came? You have Reuven who owns the bucket. He was protected there. There's no chash. And Shimon came along, took this bucket, and tied it to the chicken. Says the Gemara. But I'm going to go to Yishayim Tatsinezek because he threw it. And he's having it serious. And the bar, the one that tied it, is off the hook. The one that tied it is off the hook. Why? Sheloi Niskal Odom Beboyo. Niskal Odom Beboyo.
We're mixing two things up here, though, it seems. First, we're our Mishnah's talking about swirls. And in this case, it seems to be like about swirls. All of a sudden, Rosh is coming in more.
Yeah,
and why is it? It's either one or the other.
The Mishnah
could be both.
The Mishnah is talking about the chiyuvim. The only chiyuv you're gonna have is if you threw it, then you'd be chayav the lot. But what about boy? What about boy? That if somebody either trips up on it, or maybe even boy that got thrown also could be a boy.
Yeah, but it depends. If the damage is caused by the will, making contact with something breaks it, that's swerve. If it throws it and landing comes and somebody chips on it, then it's born. Or something, you know, breaks, you know, an animal breaks, whatever it is.
Yeah, this is much more. This is much more. There's only one case you can have it, that's only by Adi Adi.
Those are talking about
right. Okay, what was it? What was
it? Don't get behind for Sporos on Canaan, only damaging Canaan, not high up on the border. So the only way you can be damaged.
I'm just saying, yeah, just saying that the mission is mashma.
It has to be.
The mission is mashma that the only kichir could be the owner of the chicken.
Right.
This story happened, only the chicken would pay Hatinetic and no one else. Question is, that I understand, I understand that would be the case, but. Why? It's much more the Mishnah that no one else would have any liability, even after it stopped then something tripped up on it, would also be potter. That's much more the Mishnah. If it would happen like this, then the Balatanuk is going to be there. Chai Patinezek, Ba'al Yadu'i.
And no one else would have any other liability. Probably. If you're talking about just the chicken just rolled over to the Mishnah. And if it's bored, just you know, stop, you know, rest it, something, and then while it's sitting there, then something trips on it, and you know, there's no throat needs.
It's much more, it's not in that case, no one's fine.
Even the chicken's not either.
Actually, it's better than the chicken, not fine.
Okay, yes, but even the tire won't be
fine. Right, so Drachi, why? Much in the Mishnah, even the tire is going to be bottom, because not his bone.
If he tied it to the animal, why is it in his
bone? By somebody else. Owned by someone else. It's actually a valid definition that since it's owned by somebody else, you tied it to the chicken, can't be cremated. Then maybe you're not going to be happy. But the little half girl, then the one who tied it is fine because he was cremated by the ball. That's how Rashi carries on. Yeah?
Right.
If you look at the next Rashi, and you look two Rashi's alone, kosher other chayv by Hefka, kosher other chayv by Kosha, the Kanye Baal Bob. Can you like that? I just jumped two Rashi. Kosher, the first word line is kosher. Kosher other chayv by Kosha, the Kanye Baal Bob. The Israelite will die. So we've seen a Kiddush in Rashi, which I want to get to in places. Kiddush in Rashi says, if a person would tie it, if a person would tie it, it'd be potter. It'd be completely potter. Nix me'ilov, and if the chicken throws it, five pots in it. If the person ties it, one that ties it is going to be potter. Why? Because not his potter.
The result is what the damage. Work
stationary? So, either stationary or even throwing. At throwing, we have to really learn another part of the sugya about that you can have a bow that damages as it and the meat as well, but as it moves. But that's it. It's mashman the Mishnah in all the fine. There's no other chiyuv. The only chiyuv would be the chicken. Only chiyuv is chatzinazim. And the question is why? Because all the men be chayiv. He's chayiv. It's his bow. Terez says no. He wasn't going there. It's not his.
So but for the rest of time, he didn't want to come and put over there.
Yeah.
So he's the actual closer to Kavaz than the chicken.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to be potter.
Yeah. Why is he potter? Because you always have to label something. The chicken is serious. What would be if somebody puts...
But it's not supposed to be a serious on board.
No, but how do you do it? The chicken is Adi Adui. That's what we said. Chicken was served. It kicked it and it broke something when it landed. It's much more in the Mishnah. It's the only fear that we could possibly have in this case.
Fine.
Even if it's kosher other, it's the only fear we're going to have in Shabbatah. No one. So that's the Kiddush of Rashi. Now there's a problem, a very big problem. Very good. It's not both. What about Ish? Why do not hang within Ish? Personally tie the bucket to the chicken. The Ruach Metzuyo, he's made Ish. Why is he not hang within Ish? Right. Rashi says, Stoshe, hold on, your bottle, the one ties it is bottle.
It's not
his bill. It's his chicken.
chicken.
But it's not this chicken.
Fine, it's mine. But what's so it's not yours? The ruach, not mine. I'm kind of a little kid, so I think somebody else is fine. At least in a place where there's wings. Donation to the kids of your kind. Right? Why? Because it's not that to be yours, it's not. Right? The deal wasn't his.
Nothing was his.
The deal wasn't his. The bucket wasn't his. The deal was back in. The chicken wasn't his. The rope wasn't his. He tied the bucket to the chicken. Ruach Metzuyah is going to break things.
Made a hit.
Yeah. Made a lethal concoction. It should be chayav. What happened to Ish? I just want to say a point. I hope we'll stop this. Rav Huna said, Loishonu elo, Loishonu, the Mishnah is talking about Mishnah elo. But Kosher Odom Chai. And the Gemara said, Rav Huna wasn't talking about the Mishnah, he was talking about Hefter. So according to Rashi, why was Rav Huna not talking about the Mishnah? Because Kosher Odom meant you'd be potter. Kosher Odom would be potter. Kosher Odom. If the bucket is owned by somebody, Kosher Adam would be potter. Kosher Adam would be potter because the palatana chicken would be attacked. That's in the difference. No one else. Since the bucket was protected, and the chickens were unmoved, and somebody else came and tied it to the chicken, so the palatana is going to be tied for his service, and the bala kusha is going to be potter completely. That's the kinds of rush. Kosher, if it's owned by somebody else, it's not his bird, it's potter. Now let's see Tosis.
Bird,
even smarter. There's no such thing as Tosis of a person.
Right.
That's his potter. The only Tosis is the Balatar. You're going to hear what's in there, then. And Kosher Adam would be potter. So what's your bonus saying, Kosher Adam Chayev?
So you can have mixed theories to make some, like you could have one damage. And you could put repeat liability on one person under Suarez because of this carnival. You could put liability on somebody else based on a completely different theory other than regular Suarez, whatever you could have to be for.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The exact same.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
So now let's have a look at Tosfos, the Ramasov Chiyut Med Rav Huna Ba'al Me'itna.
Third choice.
Okay. I'm going to start from the Kuntra's Pirish. Then after maybe the beginning of the Good testament is. Third choice. Verhi is Mariani? No. Yossi.
Yeah.
So now about four lines into Tesis. Of a Kuntra's Pirish. The Loimi Tukma Amasnisi. Rebuna can't be referring to the Mishnah. Mishum Shakrisha Yakoto. Given that Yadui, Niskal, Odom, Beboyo, God is boy. Faitis is the Gavaldig Kasha Vekoshe, the Piru Shoy. Mikal Mokim the Chaim Shomesho. It should still be Chaim Alts Eish. Davi Kam Noi Sakinoi, Umasoi, Shenikon Boroish Kagoi. Penofrey Beroch Metsuyo Vezikoi. It is like, that's an expression which you have to pick up. It's his stone, his knife, his load. Left it on the top of his gag. And it fell with a normal wind. And it damaged as it was going. The high town of Goyen Habakurach Mitsuyo. The high town of Goyen Habakurach Mitsuyo. Chicken like Rach Mitsuyo. Made the problem. How do I know the chicken like Rach Mitsuyo? Because we asked, the Gemara asked, either I had to make Michelle if he didn't hide it. If the bone of the mic didn't hide it, it's a big share. What I mean is a big share because the chicken would take it out. So drew a chutzuya. So we know the chicken drew a chutzuya. So let the one that tied it be chayim because of Eish. Just realize, I mean, the very bad mistake in Mashkari. I apologize. He meant to say, obviously, it wasn't his. It wasn't that the bucket hit something, not that something tripped up on it. Sorry, has to be that something trips up on it. Here, the bucket went and actively hit something, so there's no void. So that's why the one ties is going to be possible, because there's no void. Because it hit, not that something tripped up. Bad mistake. These scratches from the record. Kids are actually kids. If somebody ties it, so who do you want to be chayev? The bar that Tanaga is going to be chayev for Adi Aduim. But the bar, the one that ties it, is going to be potter. Why is it going to be potter? Shele nidgal odem beboyo. No tripped up on it. Rather, it went and damaged something else. Right? Like you wanted to know. Right. Bring toises. Okay, so what? What happened to Eish? You should be kind of an Eish. It's your age which damages. I was too up. The Tanagari. The Tanagari is your Mitsuya. Therefore, Toises doesn't learn with Rosh. What do we have here? That's why we're learning this Suya. Because we need to put up Kavkime. What are we going here? We're going Machlekes, Rashi Toises, where the chai Eish with a chicken. I tied it. The chicken took it. It smashed something on the way. The Baal HaTanuga is Chayav HaTinezek, and the one who tied it is off the hook. Why? Nobody tripped up on his boy. Now what happened to Eish? Eish can damage the fly for long, which should be Chayav HaTin Eish. Left your chicken lying around, walking around, and can pick up stuff. So what?
You would not have caused the damage if it wasn't for your.
If you don't have your chicken walking around, it wouldn't have caused the damage.
Or if I didn't have anything, it would have solved
it all. If it was not. Actually, the council was completely on emotion. Completely on emotion. You left your chicken lying around. Yeah, and must. You have your chicken lying around, your chicken got tied up because of the one, somebody else couldn't tie, doesn't make a difference. You left your chicken lying around, you're going to be crying for the damage your chicken did. But what the point we want to focus on is what happened to Ish. So this is pronounced, so this is what the value of Ish. I showed it's not Ish. Anyone can give a smile why it should not be Ish. Anyone can give a saw why they're not Ish? Hey, you're on mute, Yankiv. Yankiv, you're speaking, but you're on mute. You're really speaking tongues, but we can't hear a word of you. You're on mute, I can see you on mute. I'll try and lip read. Now you're not on mute, but I still can't hear you. No, unfortunately, I can't hear you. Like trying, we've got lip movement here. No, yeah, it's not gonna work. I'll have to call you later. It's flying in motion.
All right,
I'm sorry, yeah, it's not gonna work. So
that's the cash. So I would have thought you sure would like to say it because you told us a turn to choose on Sunday.
Why
is it not H? Well, H
has to have
a thing. Something you told us.
If it's not what you're saying now, it's not what you told us, I don't want to hear.
Oh, okay.
It's something you told us already.
Because you
haven't seen this intervening
for.
Oh, very good. Shura told us, it's not said H, so it's repeated at least. If it is another force involved.
That other,
if it's another force involved, it's not Shabbat. It's my action. It's not my action, it's the chicken's action. If it's a win, look, it's a chicken. So that would be a good amount of distraction. I thought we were actually
good
all that to say. But so it's very equivalent for that. So it's us. Let it be H. Let it be H.
Let it be H. So we have two lamps in the studio, but we have one mala so far. Rashi says, "Gosh, Adam, Runa said, 'Oh my Runa, lo yishomer elashenich shem eilam.'
The mission is that the Chayav Chatzin Nezek is Nitshele Ilo. Aber Kosher Odom Chayav. Does that make sense to come to Rashi? Mishnah. Omar Rava. Omar Vunim. Lo Yishomer Elo Shenikshele Ilo. The Mishnah said that your Chayav Chatzin Nezek, that's when you got tied on its own. But Nitshele Ilo, but not Kosher Odom, if it doesn't want tied, Chayav Nezek Shalom. Does that make sense? Come to Rashi. If a person would tie and it hits, and somebody hit somebody, hurt somebody, would it be that the kosher the other would be chayim? No, Rashi says the kosher on your bottom. Because though it's not, because nobody tripped up on it, and Rashi holds not ish either. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, so Rabbana wasn't going on ish. If one of us got met something else completely, to not go in Hefka, and somebody else tied it and was going on it, and they landed somewhere, and somebody tripped up on it, and therefore the one who tied it is going to be fine. Right, that's how, according to Rashi, the sugya goes. Start off thinking of it. And was what? It's
so long by Ruben, the guy came to tie it.
Oh, very good. So that you see clearly. So what do you want to say? That I'd sell there was one year told me about it. Hecker told me about it belonged to somebody. He was not near it. Somebody went and took it out and tied it to the chicken.
So he's like revealed it in the. Yes. You must say that
Let me think about the question, okay? Let me think about it. Well, is there one thing I have to think about that?
No, he had a board, and he also covered this, and he was put in, he wasn't poshe. He took it away, and then the third party comes along and takes it out, and then...
But you see, the Gemara, once the Gemara talks about Hefka, then the Gemara doesn't need to say this kiddush that was hidden away, and then he came and took it out, or right. Took it out. Talking about a back that was lying in the street, and then somebody came and tied it. It was COVID, yeah. But I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if I met the original owner hid it, then everyone would be. Then the Bala Tari, what happened to it? The original owner hid it, and somebody else came and took it out from there. Well, now the came and took it and tied it onto the chicken.
Even if not,
yeah, that's a bit of a weird case, yeah. So what's the case?
Case is Ruben left in the bucket on his own.
Right.
Chicken comes along, ties it in the chicken. Chicken takes it to the public domain. Now somebody trips over it.
Right. I think in that case, the original owner is fine.
What?
I think in that case, the original owner is fine. The owner of the bucket. Right. Yeah. He was bashedding out. And by tying it, you're not creating it, it's not your bucket, it's not your bird. That's what I think. It may why would it be? Okay.
Caused my boat and we opened it just a lot. I didn't put it there. People wouldn't have walked over my bit.
Yeah, can you try and say something? Do you want to email it maybe? Maybe email what you want to say. Maybe. I don't know. He's written something. Chat. Is H arrows, they're not forced a man who tied. If Mamono, they're not the property of man who tied, so why is man liable? Right. I think the first point you're saying, well, sure, I said, come behind the Isham Shokitsu because it's not the force of the one who tied it. If it's Moino, it's not the property of the man who tied, and therefore that man would not be liable. Are you trying to answer Tesis? Tesis says you're trying to Aisha. So you're saying why should we try? It should be okay. So the answer to your question, I'll come to you in a second. I'm going to answer that. Yeah, one thing I want to just go to the first point. Maybe too many things happening one time. Let's try and be the summary. You had the honor, with Yangzhou and Charles Wilson in there. Here's how was going on. We have a case where a person, where a person said the statement, the mission said you have Chatzin Nezek. Right? Now, if the original bucket was left lying around And then the owner of the bucket should pay full note. Right? The mitzvah says you have chazin is there. So what's the case? So it could be the bucket was left lying around. And the mitzvah is talking about the balatanaga. The balatanaga would have to pay out there because of what he did. But that's a possibility, yeah? But the Gemara says, we don't understand that because if we're talking about the Italian and it damaged as it hit, so what did Rav Huna mean when he said Koshe Odon Chayim? Koshe Odon Chayim, who would be Chayim? If it got damaged, if it damaged as it was flying, there was no book, right? There's no book. The only so even if a person tied it, it should be possible. There's no body. The only thing could be is serious. That's about Tanaga Bechayim. So what did Rav Huna mean when he said Koshe Odon Chayim? What's Yechayim? Who would be Chayim? Therefore, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Rav Huna wasn't referring to the Mishnah. He's not talking about a case where it actually damaged as it was flying. He's talking about a case where it damaged stationary. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was half the boat, and therefore, if the chicken went to just tripped up on it and a person Nikshame Elov says Rav Huna is potter. Nikshame Elov is potter. Why is he potter? Because the chicken tripped up, moved along the boat, but it's not his boat. The chickens can't make boat. The Melah would be chayim b'cham. The kosher Adam, the one who tied it, is going to be chayim nezek shalim, but by tying his konex, since he's going there, since he's going like boy, it's his boy. And now it's fine because his boy now went to damage. Still, the damage there doesn't make a difference. Someone tripped up on his boy and therefore he's going to be fine. That's the Gemara according to Rashi.
Is it's the passion? Is he on
everyone? Only because he picked it up, says Rashi. Yeah, come to Rashi. This is what's even sometimes. Rashi, only if you picked up, then it's your boy. If it's your boy, it could be chay. Right? Maspam b'metrim. Rashi, if I think of something else, but I don't want to go into that tonight. Tosis disputed Rashi. Why did Tosis argue with Rashi? Because Tosis holds that forget about boy, you should be chay because of ish. So. Rav Huna said the same thing. Nik Shema'ilo, Loi Shomen, and Shema'ilo, Akoshe Odom Chayim. So, why did we have to talk about Boyev Hefner? Let's go back to the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the animal tripped up and took somebody else's bucket and it went and damaged someone. The Yachayim Hatzin is it? So, it's Akoshe Odom. That person should be chayim nezek sholeim because of eish. Let me talk about boy chayim. Let's talk about boy belonging to a belief that belongs to someone. And kosher odom should be chayim. Why do we need to talk about boy chayim? Why do the Torah need to change it and talk about boy chayim? Now this line is important for the chavgit. So try and concentrate on this point. Rav Huna, we changed Rav Huna from talking about the Mishnah to talking about boy chayim. Why did we do that? Why did we not just talk about the Mishnah and say, the Mishnah Me'ilov, Chiv Chatzinezeh? So yes. Abakoshe Adam, Yochai Medek Sholim, because of Eish. So now, why should we Eish? So, first of all, the chicken is a force, and that's called Ruach Mitzvah and Yochai because of Eish. So Yaakov says, is Eish errors? They're not force of man and tied. It's not the force of the man and tied. It doesn't matter. It's a ruach. And Eish Mishol Kitz means if I put something down and a ruach comes and takes it and smashes it, I'm going to be a chai because of Eish Mishol Kitz. So what if it's a force of something else? That is Eish. Eish means I leave a dangerous item which gets transported at a day another ruach and causes damage, which is why I did. And if Eish is arrows, so very good. Should be acquisition of pizza. And even in Mamoinai, since asking, it's not the property of the one that tied it, so it shouldn't be high because the issue of Shimon Mamoinai. But that's the place that we learned enough from based on that. This is all the issue of Shimon Mamoinai doesn't have to be owned by you. This is quite a good question. Doesn't have to be owned by you. even if it's not your money. If you use some of money to make an Eish, you would be chayv for that business. So both your questions are answered very eloquently. You pose them, and the answer that I mean. So yeah, so once this, so one thing I'm sure I'm going to come to, but right there, and this is not many breaks. So those are asked. So we have a problem. So why did the Rebbe change from talking on the Mishnah to all of a sudden talking about Boev Nechta? Why did he have to do that? What was wrong with focusing on Eish? Says Tosis at the beginning of Tosis. The reason why we're going to talk about Hefka, the Loi Mitutma Masih said, it can't go on the Mishnah. Why? The Koshri Odom Chayim Mashma Hakori. Koshri Odom Chayim, the word Chayim is Mashma. He has to pay the full whack. Uba'adia Aduye, and if we're talking about the Mishnah where the chicken was doing its tsurios, now we chayim Baal Tanuga, the Baal Tanuga also pays something. It's the partnership. I tie, this is what I mean, Dovah Tainan, I tie the bucket to the chicken. The bucket is, so I'm Eish now, but the chicken is tsurios. So the chicken has to pay a quarter, and I have to pay three quarters. But Kosher Adam says the chayim something the chayim completely. If it's talking about damage as it's flying along, there's another part here. The Adam doesn't need to pay the whole thing. And it must be that we're talking about a different case. And talking about Israeli land. And the Baal Tanuga goes potter completely. He didn't do anything. It landed with it. Making of the boy is not the Baal Tanuga's problem. And then Kosher Adam is chayv because it's his boy. He was playing that. That's where he must be talking about boy of Hefka, and it landed, and there's something tripped up on it, and then Kosher Adam is going to be tied completely.
That was Rashi.
That one just announced.
Oh.
And he started. So the land is ready. We're not talking about a case of mission. A land is ready. If somebody shoots an arrow and it lands, then it's buried. Okay, so this is the important point which you're going to need for our Texas. So, what have we seen? Person has a kasha. Person told if somebody ties a bucket or a drill to a tunnel going, the kosher's chayv midin ish. If it damages as it flies along. So, why did Rav Huna not explain it on the Mishnah? Why did the Rav have to change it? Say, we're talking about when it landed already and somebody tripped up on it. Why didn't he talk about the case where it was damaged as it was flying along? Because in that case.
No, the tire, the
if it's damaged as it was flying along, in that case, it's Eish. And there'd be a partnership.
Oh, that's right.
There'd be a partnership between 25-75. And Koshei Odom sounds like that one who ties it is fired completely. It's important to Kudim. Both Russian places said that the word Koshei Odom can't be referring to the Mishnah. Koshei Odom Chayiv can't be referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about kids with flying and damages. Koshei Odom can't be referring to the Mishnah. Kosher Adam can't be referring to the Mishnah. The person is potter completely. And according to Tosis, he can't refer to the Mishnah because the words Kosher Adam sounds like Kosher Adam Chayiv. Sounds like the person's Chayiv completely, 100%. And if it's going on Mishnah, there's a Bala. The Bala Tana goes Chayiv also 25%.
Says Tosis.
Why does it have to be? Tosis says the words Kosher Adam Chayiv. Shma Hakoyim. Tosis says Kosher Adam Chayiv sounds like it's Chayiv the whole whack. So according to Rashi, why is Rav Huna not going on the Mishnah? Because it says Kosher Adam Chayiv. It's not true. If it's damaging as a flu, then the one of ties is going to be bottom because nobody tripped up on him, but rather it damaged something else. And Eish not Chayiv. And according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, Kosher Adam can't be going on the Mishnah because Kosher Adam's mashma koru. And if it was going on the Mishnah where the Tana was also involved, then it'd be chayim only 75%. So therefore, we're going to explain that the Rufuna was going on above him. And what happened? The person tied it and was cutting it. And then it went and it rolled down the hill and stopped. And somebody tripped up on it. So now, who's going to be chayim? The kosher, how much are you going to be chayim?
All of it.
So not, so they're very good, we understand. Now if it's nikshmeil of your potter, even though the chicken brought the bucket over there, but that's all over there, your chicken, and you're not chayim for boil the chicken. But kosher, hold on, chayim for you. Right, so first of all, good rashi, good kosher of your chayim, as opposed to potter. And according to doses, we understand why chayim for you. So why is it so important we learn this Gemara? Because Tosfos and Daf Chaf Gimel is going to be bringing this Yotam and asking us, you're going to suggest that when it says L'chai Baal Gecheles, remember those words? L'chai Baal Gecheles. What did those words mean? Remember the Gemara said that the Baal Gecheles is the fish. So does it mean also or does it mean only? We have the word Nami, but Tosfos didn't. So this topic maybe means only the Baal Gecheles. Then maybe the Baal Gecheles would be chayim and the Baal Gecheles would be potter completely. This is saying, he's going to tell us it can't be based on what we just meant to Tosfos. He said, the second, remember this. This part you need to know. According to Tosfos, the words chayim in our Gemara, that's chayim. The kosher chayim sounds like chayim akoyim. And it can't be chayim akoyim because. So it can't be because there is a parsh, right? If somehow we could say that if somebody ties it, it somehow removes the balatana from the picture, then we wouldn't have to talk about hetzer. If somehow, which is what we would have wanted, Yossi would have very much liked it, and if somebody ties the bucket to the chicken, now the owner of the ish is the Baal of the tire and the chicken is off the hook. If it'd be possible to do that, then when instead Ravuna said, Kosher Adam Chayim, how much would it be? Shalem. Then we would not need to talk about Epka, we could just stay where we're holding. Talk about the gate of the Mishnah. Mishnah Elo of this truth. Kosher Adam, this ish. Who pays for the age? The one that tied it. How much did you pay? Well, maybe everything. If that would be possible, then we can keep to the mission. If we change the app, it's mukha. If you have a partnership between an animal and a person, it's divided up between the two. Okay? I hope that part is clear in order to be able to do this case. So, you're all invited to mention tonight. Between 8:30 and whenever you turn up, or if you don't, if you can't, it's also okay. If you are active, make sure you fly in, okay?
Fine, that's not gonna.
Mazel. Okay.